Hey guys, this is Vrishali and you are listening to A Tour Within Podcast with Vrishali. And today I welcome you when it's evening of the Friday and I'm just back after going at a book fair and purchasing a few books, okay? But before heading to a book fair today, what your sweetheart did was that she completed a book which she is gonna talk about on this podcast and share her thoughts, share her quick review, you know, you can say that. And I'm going to talk about a book called as Beautyland, okay? I did not know anything about this at all, okay? I was literally unaware about what this is, what all of this stuff is all about, and why Dakota Johnson, Tea Time Pictures Book Club, picked this book up. But when I grabbed this, okay, this book is a novel, and the author is Marie Helen, but you know, okay, she has been in a scene for a while, okay, she teaches at Yale, NYU, as a creative writing teacher, and she has written a lot of books earlier as well, okay, like Parakeet and all of that, but the fate did not stir her towards me, you know, like I did not know anything about it, okay? And when I saw the cover of the book, I was really, really, really intrigued by what it is gonna be all about. The book cover, okay, it needs a special mention, okay? I went through the Bertino's profile and she has talked about who designed this book cover along with the earlier book covers of her authorships. The books she has written, and there is that needs a special mention, and the design is so well, like you see the hints of purple and all of this neonic purplish color, and it just feels like, you know, something is, you know, coming, like bursting open, the idea is bursting open about something which is Beautyland. I loved the color stuff going on the cover, like the way her name is written on the cover, like the author's name, it is sort of like a slant curving on the right side, and it is pretty good, okay? Like the way we have this lights on the stage when the character is entering at the theater, you know, at the theater, like theatrics, basically like a limelight, but this limelight is showing upside down, okay? And that is a bit theatrical, I would say, okay? The plot of this novel is about extraterrestrial folks like UFOs and the aliens coming on Earth and just logging in what they think about the daily human life and faxing it up there, okay? So this is the story where we hear and learn about the main character, Adina, okay, her life from being young to being a 40-year-old and so on, and how she wraps herself as an alien into the society, human civilization, the human society down here on the Earth, and she comes over here from the Voyager, okay, and this is her being extraterrestrial and living as someone who is a human girl. So she cherishes, experiences everything, the touch of anything, the smell of anything as a human being, okay? And we see the span not only, you know, 1 year, 2 year of her life, but this story spans from, as I mentioned earlier, from her young age to being 40 and so on, okay? And she mainly discovers and covers Uta. We learn about the US specific zones where we learn about her living places, like Uta, Salt Lake City. Then she comes back to New York to get her business going, to, you know, do her job and all of that. So we explore lots of US hype trip cities like Utah and all of that as well, New York, NYC, Philly and all of that, and She is very honest with her locks, like the way she is keeping her locks and whatever she is talking about and whatever she is faxing to her authoritarian people up there. She is very much honest about it. Like, there is one person at her college when he talks about, like, he needs an article for the student newspaper, and he sends her over to, you know, log everything down, like scores and just report it, okay? But she is like observing the people, how they are watching and all of that, and he has this opportunity to just publish it. Like, he is just, like, very pissed off, but still he publishes it because he's running on, you know, running over time. Like, he's like just facing the deadline in face, right? So he publishes that, and okay, and people love reading it. So he's just flabbergasted by how everyone is loving it. Like, you know, this is not real reporting, but that is just an honest log, like journal, okay, about what she saw over there and what she has been covering and what it was all about, okay? So it was basically covering this rage where she range, okay, the range of her observations, okay, throughout the books. Like, there are lots of snippets, okay. This book reminded me of Patricia Lockwood's book, which I read 2 years back also. It was all about online stuff, internet and culture and all of that. And yeah, that reminded, the way it is, you know, it is written, it reminded me of that. And what to say about this, okay? This could sound extraterrestrial, but it is a measure human experience, and then we are seeing our life through an alien living a human life and then logging it off, okay? And it is a bit funny to an extent, and on the later pages, as you turn the pages further, it becomes a sad reality we all are having. And it is a bit sad at the end, the way she is seeing the bird, death, sex, she experiences, the way she sees the bodies, the way she just doesn't want to have sex, she just doesn't want to do that, she just want to abstain from it, and she's so happy living by herself and all of that. And she also taps into the world of loneliness, being alone, the way, you know, you love the people at one point of your life and then they are all gone and you don't have anything to love anymore, or the people you grew up with, and so on. Her dog dies, her best friend dies and all of that. So that is a bit too much for her. And the way she explores the feeling of it and talks about it is a bit intriguing, and, you know, it is a bit tacky topic to deal with, but Marie Helen Bertino has dealt with it really well. When I was reading this, the Tea Time Pictures book club were doing deep dives and, you know, letting us know about some links to some websites about anything which is mentioned in the book, like, you know, deep dives about some research on hip-hop culture in the US and all over the world, and how it has expanded not only in music but overall, like graffiti, you know, wall art, what sort of culture is it and what dictates it, basically. Then we get links about this Aspen Quick, like it is called as, what it is called, okay, that is something called as Aspen Quakes, where this place called, starting from letter P, let me remember it, what was it, it is Pando, okay, and the oldest and the largest living thing, and it is something which I was very curious to learn about, actually. And if you haven't explored that, I would really recommend it, okay? And yeah, it is pretty much important to just, you know, explore when you're learning about different stuff through the books and all of that. Then she gave the links of, you know, the playlist and the jellyfish all around link where she mentioned in the book as well, while she's reporting on climate change via fax machine she has. handy. And yeah, that is all about it. And that when I read this book, I was feeling, you know, fun. It was fun at the same time. And as we, like, when she was aging and when she sees death and when she is, like, maturing and she's living life and having more experiences, you know, she's just facing some sort of sad reality, right? And that is a rule. So some sort of, you know, there is this heartbreaking stuff going on, and somehow that is giving her the edge as well, okay? Like, learning about it and learning about her earthling friends and knowing about the joys and sorrows and, you know, the hate and the jealousy, the envy, the sexual stuff, the body, the way it works and all of that, the friendships, the loss of friendships, death and different animals, the way we give some things importance, the career. She taps into everything, and that is pretty much cool, okay? It is around the Philly area, the Philadelphia area she is in, and then she moves around New York. We see how she's seeing New York. Like, she asks the question, how can anyone in New York, I mean the people, the one she's reporting to, they are like, how can anyone feel lonely or alone in New York City? Like, seriously. And like, there is sort of a deadpan humor as well in some sort of ways in this book, and I really liked it, okay? It is all about truth, okay, and honesty, and basically just talking about the way we see things. It is sort of like just realizing the fact the way we are living, like, it is not infinite. Of course, when they are talking about death, this topic comes where our time is limited on the planet, and one shall just move forward with gratitude and knowing that the time is limited and knowing what the purpose is on being earth, on being here on the earth. And when we are running through the pages, and then we have Tea Time Book Club deep dives at the side where they also share the playlist. I love when someone does this, okay? Like, playlist, we have the books, additional books the author suggests later, and I just love it. Like, that is a very immersive experience, okay? And what else? And then she shares about the UFO articles, extraterrestrial news. I was so curious that, you know, even I googled a few stuff like, what is extraterrestrial news right now, right? I'm not that much keen on knowing whatever is happening latest in the world until it, you know, until it really festers up or it is very important and it lands upon my screen. Otherwise, you know, I just stir away from lots of stuff. But I was here talking about, reading about extraterrestrial news. So, you know, that definitely hit the right spot and made me more curious about all of it, learning more about it, and how all of this extraterrestrial stuff, the cosmic stuff, goes back to history and how everything is sort of, you know, leading up to this point and leading up to our expectations, our curiosity of what the cosmos has for us, like whatever there is, and how the time is for all of the people and for them, like other terrestrial people. So that is a bit curious, right? Like, that is so exciting to know. And I like the protagonist, the way she is taking us through all of it. Yeah, and how she's very much curious of leaving often the earth, but later she finds out that the connection has gone, like with the alien people, her family, original family. She is like living in a disguise over here, literally, sort of, and she just wants to go back there, and she just misses it, and she faces her own inevitable time for her, like, you know, the transitioning period. And we have all of this wrapped in this beautiful book, which is Beautyland. It is sort of a tender in one zone and something triggering in one zone, okay? So the novel is beautiful though. I love the deep dives the Dakota's book club did. I really liked it. I read this book within 1 week, although you know it could take less than a week, of course, like it can be done finished within 3 days, but I took my time because you know there was work, and then I was a bit lazy at some point and so on and so forth, okay? But it is very really well written. Lots of people said that they were teary-eyed at the end of the book, but I was touched for sure, but I did not cry. Like there was something very sentimental about it for sure. It touched me for sure. It was deep for sure. But yeah, there was like I was not teary-eyed at all. So this book was released in January, so that is pretty much neat and on point and 2024 release, and I'm very much happy about it. Yeah, okay, so I loved it. It is all about friendships, death, adulting, career, and all of those stuff, okay? Everyone faces a mother being, you know, single parent and just learning, even though she's old, attending her job and, you know, learning at night, finishing her degree and all of that, the master's, getting out of the job space, going straight from assistants to, you know, main manager and all of that. So you see things happening around her as well, which are a bit inspiring for sure. Not bit. They are definitely usually inspiring, and yeah, there is that. What else I have to say? I will definitely recommend you to read it, you know, read some extraterrestrial news, read about all of the sightings we all have, learn about the oldest, largest aspen quakes and trees, and you know, all of these interesting things that maybe people can miss out on. Like I did not know anything about Pando. I did not know about it. So that is very thrilling to know, you know. She also mentioned, talks about Carl Sagan as well. So that is pretty much like pretty much spread out through the eras. Also a special mention for the playlist the author has curated for the Tea Time Book Club. I really loved it. You know, I had fun listening to all of it, and at the end, and when she wrapped up the deep dive sessions via the book club, she then sent the Spotify playlist for the soundscape, like space soundscape, and I was listening to it. So from the starting, like from the beginning to an end, this experience was very much immersive, and I'm very happy with it. Yeah, okay. So astronomical stuff, extraterrestrial stuff, check, okay, and pretty much exciting, well written in snippets, like fact stuff, and I really liked it, okay, like it is like a personal catalog of Adina, and I really liked it. I'll definitely recommend you guys to read it, and if you're potentially someone who is into astronomy, extraterrestrial stuff, why are you waiting, huh? Just grab it right away, yeah, and get going, huh? And yeah, that's it for today. And when I was back from the book fair, I got these 3 hard copies, the Rolling Stone All the Songs, The Story Behind Every Track, The Hordes by Wendy Williams, and The Disasters and Near Misses Paul Simpson. It is by Paul Simpson, and this Rolling Stone one is by Philip Margotin and Jane Mitchell Guzron. Pretty much excited to read all of this this summer. Yeah, let's see how it goes, and I'll keep you posted. I'm pretty very very excited. I also uploaded a picture of mine on my Insta, so go and check out With My Love Book Fair and books and all of that. Yeah, take care and happy weekend. Bye.